Hi, GWA. So, as I mentioned in my AMA, I am on a 2-week denial period. And I have been ordered to edge every day until the end of this denial period. And I was studying and suddenly got very horny, so I decided to see how long I'm gonna do some hysterical literature of the chapter I'm studying right now in my environmental health graduate class. So I'm gonna read you guys a chapter on zoonotic and vector-borne diseases, and we're gonna see how much of it I can get through until I get too close to coming that I have to stop. So I'm going to be using just a pocket rocket, you know, old school, and reading you guys this. Oh God, okay. This is terrible. Okay. This chapter covers zoonotic and vector-borne diseases, both of which have substantial environmental components and contribute greatly to society's burdens of morbidity and mortality. I haven't come in a week, you guys remember this. Medicine and public health have made great strides toward the control of infectious diseases during the late 19th century and the 20th century. In fact, by the mid-1960s, some health authorities proclaimed that society was moving toward the virtual elimination of infectious diseases as significant causes of morbidity and mortality. Medical advances included immunizations, the use of antibiotics for the treatment of infectious diseases, declines in mortality from infectious and parasitic diseases, and the eradication of smallpox during the late 1970s. Public health advances included improved environmental sanitation, disinfection of drinking water, and advances in methods of food storage. Despite these notable achievements, infectious diseases once again have come to the forefront with the increasing incidence of these conditions, leading to the popularization of the phrase emerging and re-emerging infections. Emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases include conditions that may have been unrecognized, as well as those reappearing after a decline in incidence. Several factors may have contributed to the resurgence of these conditions. Migration of human populations within tropical and semi-tropical areas, increases in international travel, population growth with attendant crowding and urbanization, overuse of antibiotics and pesticides, lack of clean drinking water, and climate changes attributed to human activity. Oh my God. I'm already getting close. This is so bad. Fuck. In the northern hemisphere, rising temperatures and increasing rainfall promote the growth and northward migration of mosquito populations, with corresponding increases in diseases transmitted by mosquitoes. Notable examples are malaria, dengue fever, and viral hemorrhagic fevers, conditions that are discussed in this chapter. All right, one section down. Oh God, I want to come so fucking bad. I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to last. The pathogenic agents for diseases in this category may involve prions, viruses, bacteria, protozoa, and helminths. For example, a total of more than 200 zoonotic pathogens may cause diseases in human beings. Refer to Table 5.1 for a list of some of the diseases in this category. The term zoonosis refers to an infection or infectious disease transmissible under natural conditions from vertebrate animals to humans. Fuck, I'm already losing my ability to read. The definition of zoonosis varies to include several situations. In some cases, a zoonosis may be a disease-causing pathogen that maintains an infection cycle in a host that is independent from humans. Who can become inadvertent hosts? Other definitions refer to organisms that can infect both humans and animals during their life cycles. Conceptions of zoonotic agents may also include pathogens that cause disease in a non-human host or situations in which an infected animal remains free from symptoms of the disease. Contact with the skin, the bite or scratch of an animal. Direct inhalation or ingestion, such as eating contaminated food, such as infected meat, or the bite of an arthropod, a vector, are some of the methods for transmission of zoonotic pathogens. Note that immunocompromised persons, infants, and children younger than 5 years old may be at increased risk of morbidity from zoonotic diseases, such as toxoplasmosis, transmitted by cats and dogs. Table 5.2 provides examples of zoonotic diseases in animals that are associated with those diseases. In the context of infectious diseases, a vector is defined as an insect or any living carrier that transports an infectious agent from an infected individual or its waste to a susceptible individual or its food or immediate surroundings. Part of the chain in transmission of infectious disease agents, vectors that include various species of rodents and arthropods. The term vector-borne infection refers to several classes of vector-borne infections, each with epidemiological features determined by the interaction between the infectious agent and the human host on the one hand and the vector on the other. Therefore, environmental factors such as climatic and seasonal variations influence the epidemiologic pattern by virtue of their effects on the vector and its habits. Vector-borne infections spread by biological transmission, which refers to the transmission of the infectious agent to a susceptible host by bite of blood-feeding vectors such as malaria, or by other inoculation such as in schistosoma infection. Names of diseases in the vector-borne disease group are malaria, leishmaniasis, holy shit, how do you even say that word? Plague, Lyme disease, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Malaria is a disease of great significance for environmental health, even though it does not usually occur in developed fuck, regions such as North America, Europe, and Australia. Leishmaniasis affects residents of Middle Eastern countries where it is endemic, and it has been a particular concern of U.S. military personnel stationed in endemic areas. The plague remains a serious threat to the world's populations. Oh, fuck, my legs are twitching. Oh. During the Middle Ages, The Black Death, caused by plague, wiped out millions of people in Europe. Lyme disease, with an epidemic focus in the eastern and upper Midwest United States, and an expanding focus in the western United States, also occurs in other parts of the world. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, malaria is a disease. Oh fuck, I need to stop or I'm gonna come. Malaria is a disease that is found in more than 100 countries, with more than 40% of the world's population at risk. Okay, I can't do this anymore. Oh, I'm gonna come if I don't stop. I'm gonna come if I don't stop. I get a COVID. Oh, I'm like lightheaded. Holy shit. And I still have to wait another week.